Hello, this is Jason Tucker. I can be found over at jasontucker.us. And I'm on Twitter. I've been on Twitter forever, but my name is Jason Tucker on Twitter as well. So I'm just arrived from home or from work to the Green Line station here in Norwalk. And I thought I'd try something new midway through my train ride. See, I've been riding the train for, I don't know, a couple months now. And since day one, I've been wearing headphones the whole time that I've been on the train. And so today, I thought, you know what? I don't really know what I'm doing or where I'm at on the train because of the headphones. I'm just watching TV on my iPad or, you know, listening to music or podcasts or whatever. And I just thought, well, you know, let me try something different. So I took the headphones off, put them away, and just sat on the train. And, you know, you get transients, bums, whatever you want to call them, come on the train, and it's really odd. And I think they've all kind of figured this out, but they hop on the train, they stand in the middle as if there's like a pulpit there, and they either start preaching to you, or they come on and say, hi, I'm blah, 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 whatever. I'm homeless, or I don't have money, or I'm looking for work, or I just want to preach to you in some language I don't understand. Really, I mean, it wasn't even in Spanish. I don't know what it was this one time. So, yeah, it's really odd, because it's like people just hop on the train and start talking to you as if, you know, you want to be talked to. The one thing I have noticed is by wearing the headphones, it's almost like a force field in a way, or a deterrent. It's really odd. You have the headphones on, and it's almost as if they just won't try to talk to you. When I didn't have the headphones on, they'd walk up to me and, hey man, can I have a quarter, this and that. I'm not used to that, because I usually have my headphones on. And I just look at them, nah man, I don't got nothing. And mind you, I'm standing there sitting there with my iPad out, surfing the web or doing whatever. And dude's looking at me like, well, you gotta have something. I mean, obviously, sitting here playing around with some computer thing and you're coming home from work, sure, you gotta have some money. But I don't, you know, I don't have any money on me right now. I usually actually don't carry cash with me, so it was an interesting thing to not have my headphones on today. It started making me think a little bit. It's like I was actually getting freaked out a little bit coming off the train, because there's people that stand out front of the train and ask, hey man, can I have some money, can I have this and that. They're trying to sell you tickets at a reduced rate. They're trying to do all sorts of crazy stuff to me, or to us. So it's an interesting thing. And I think I'll continue to wear my headphones, even if to just, you know, not have to interact with people. How sad is that? I don't know. So, I'm just kind of curious, you know, the environments that you're in, you know, that you put yourself into, be it a train, a plane, light rail, like I'm taking, you know, commuter rail, a bus. You know, have you ever taken off your headphones? You know, have you ever, you know, took off your sunglasses so people can see your eyes? You know, any of these types of things where you're kind of blocking yourself from everyone else. And, you know, what have you gotten out of that? What have you noticed? Like I said, I don't think I'll be riding the train without my headphones on, even if they're not plugged into something. It just seems like when they see me with no headphones on, they go, oh, this guy's not going to listen to me anyhow. That's it. Well, anyhow, this is Jason Tucker. You can be found over at jasontucker.us, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.